This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Political consultants, polling strategists of all persuasions, and candidates themselves spend untold amounts of time and energy wondering how to shape voters' perceptions of the economy. Actually, the amount is told. Hundreds of millions of dollars get spent every cycle on economic messaging. There is a reason. It's "the economy, stupid" is an enduring political slogan. But the reality is that how much the economy really matters in any given election isn't as clear as it used to be. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
There are basically two main ways to try to predict the outcome of an election before any votes are cast, says Michael Lewis Beck, who teaches political science at the University of Iowa.
One is using the polls, you know, base a vote intention. That's the most popular one. That's in the media all the time.
New CNN polling out this morning with a fresh look at what voters are thinking.
In a new national NBC News poll.
New national polling finds President Joe Biden and Donald Trump tied in November.
The other one is models, which are statistical models which heavily emphasize the economy.
Over his career, Lewis Beck has written hundreds of books and articles on election forecasting, and with his colleagues, developed a forecasting model that's been right 15 out of the last 18 presidential elections. There's a lot of math, but suffice it to say, the model uses a mix of data, including how fast the economy is growing and how popular the incumbent president is. And there are plenty of other ways of building models, most of which include polling.
Saboteurs crystal ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
According to Moody's election model,
a new analysis from the Cook Political Report takes a look
at. But just like it's been getting harder for polls to accurately capture a picture of public opinion, answer your phones, people, many experts in the field say forecasting has been getting a lot harder as well. But for different reasons.
Prior to the age of polarization, if you map out the incumbent party's vote share with performance indicators of the economy, you get a very reliable forecast model.
Rachel Bitticoffer is a political scientist and Democratic political strategist.
But over time, instead of, you know, growth of the economy, GDP, unemployment, things like that, being highly predictive, the main predictor became polarization.
People's opinions of the economy have always depended, to some extent, on whether their party is in power. And as people entrench deeper into their party affiliation,
these sorts of forecasting models that incorporate measures of economic conditions are just not working very well anymore.
Alan Abramowitz is a professor emeritus of political science at Emory University and says there's another reason forecasting is harder these days. These detailed mathematical models can be good at predicting national popular vote, but
what ultimately matters, of course, is the electoral vote. And the electoral vote hinges on the outcomes in a handful of closely contested states. Well, that's very difficult to predict.
And since that math is not really mathing when it comes to the Electoral College, this cycle, for the first time in his decades-long career, Abramowitz isn't even going to bother trying to put together a forecasting model.
I know that the enterprise continues. People will continue to do this. But I'd rather leave it to others to try to figure out how to do this. And I think a lot of us who've been in this game for a long time probably feel the same way right now.
Others still have hope for predictive models. Michael Lewis Beck at the University of Iowa says you can build them to control for increasing polarization. He also says right now it's too early. Most people won't start thinking about the economy or how it plays into the presidential race for a few months.
At the end of the day, the elections in this millennium, after party identification, the most important thing for voters is how they perceive the economy. That has happened every time.
So he says we shouldn't write off the role of the economy just yet. We'll only know for sure come November. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.